a wonderful good morning. Nice to have you here. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that we are here. Thank you that we can hear your word and learning from your word, and that you are always with us and enrich us and bless us. And thank you for being in your house and that we can hear together and learn from each other. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, the today's subject is a wonderful love story in the Old Testament. In Genesis 24, you can read the subject of a wife for Isaac. So let's jump in the story. In verse 1, it is said that Abraham was really blessed by the Lord, and that he had really all what he needed. And now he can take care of his son Isaac, who is now an adult and eligible for marriage. And Abraham has an exciting idea. We read this in verse 2. Abraham said to his senior servant in his household, the one in charge of all that he had, put your hand under my hip. I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I am living, but will go to my country and my own relatives and get a wife for my son Isaac. This is an interesting oath gesture, and we just come to that. He turns to the senior servant in his household. He has life experience and could be a wonderful wise counselor for Abraham. So he took this one. And this servant was in charge of all his property. This means he knows responsibility and how to deal with, because this idea Abraham has is a special mission and needs people or a person who really does know what to do. This oath gesture of swearing under the hip of somebody is the highest commitment you can ever have. And this is only one time in the Bible, again in Genesis 47, verse 29, when Jacob asked his son Joseph not to bury him in Egypt, but to bury him with his fathers in Canaan. Then it is clear that Abraham says, no Canaanite woman. So why this? This means Abraham has a covenant with God. In Genesis 15:18, there is said that the Lord God promised the land to Abraham and his seed, and when he would take a daughter of Canaan for his son, then he will perhaps lose this promise and, of course, the blessing. So, no way, Abraham said it twice in this Bible passage, no Canaanite wife. In verse 5 and 6, we see that the servant thinks along with Abraham and not only takes orders. Abraham reassure him that the Lord will send his angel before the servant, and you, the servant, can get a wife for my son from there. In verse 5, the servant asks Abraham, what if the woman is unwilling to come back with me to this land? Shall I then take your son back to the country you came from? And Abraham immediately says, make sure you do not take my son back there. Abraham said, you see how important this is for Abraham. Now, the servant is willing to swear this oath, this special oath, and then he makes preparations. And now this wonderful animals here in front of me comes in the play, and because the servant takes 10 camels. I know this is not a camel, this is a dromedar with one hug, and the other, the camel, has two of this. We go first to the number 10. Why did he choose 10 camels? In the Hebrew, the figure 10 has a special meaning for being obedient to the 10 commandments, to stand under the will of God. That's why he took 10. He wants to put himself, to humble himself to the Lord. Then he takes all kinds of good things. We see later that he gives a golden ring, 2 bracelets, silver and golden jewelries, and clothes and other treasures. Clothes and other treasures for the family, and the other things for the bride. The travel route the servant has to take is from Negev, this is in the desert of Israel, to Aram Naharaim. This is in the northwest of the former Mesopotamia. This is today Iraq. With a car you need only 14 hours for this travel, but with a camel you need 17 days, because a camel is only able to walk 60 kilometers a day. A camel is a wonderful transport medium because it has a large sole, as you can see here from the animals. This large sole is on wonderful smooth texture, so that it can go on sand but doesn't sink. A camel can have a 41 degrees Celsius body temperature without sweating. This is wonderful, so it can spare the water. A camel can be 3 weeks without water, but then it took 200 liters within 15 minutes. Wow, what a thirst. This is fill up once. The camel's humps serve as a fat storage for nutrition and not as a water reservoir, as many people think. Now we come to the arrival there in the Mesopotamian area where the family of Abraham is living. And the servant, in verse 9, made the camels kneel down near the well outside the town. It was towards evening, the time the women go out to draw water. And then the servant prayed. So he again reveals himself as a wise man, that he put his under the will of God. He prays. See, I in verse 13 of Genesis 24. See, I am standing beside the spring, and the daughters of the town people are coming out to draw water. May it be, this is now the ask for a sign, may it be when I say to a young man, a woman, please let me let down your jar that I may have a drink, and she says, drink, and I'll water your camels too. Let her be the one you, Lord, have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this sign, I will know that you have shown kindness to my master Abraham. Now, after he had spoken this prayer, just Rebecca came out of the town and had a jar, a big jug on her shoulder. And she went to the well, and this is an interesting detail. She had to go down fill in the water to go up and then go back to the town. And then the servant goes to her and says, may I have something to drink? And she said immediately, like he just prayed, yes, my Lord, I will water also your camels. And now the important detail, until they have had enough to drink. We just heard how much a camel is able to drink, 200 liters in 15 minutes. This would be an amazing amount of going to the well and coming back. So if the travel route had water alongside, the camel are not so thirsty that they need 200 liters each for water. So we just calculated with 50 liters because there is a river beside this travel route, and after 17 days during travel, perhaps the camels need only 50 liters each. So 50 multiplied by 10 is 500 liters water. These are needed. And the yar of Rebecca might have 15 liters. So 500 divided by 15 is 33 times she has to go to the well. And if this takes 1 minute, she is busy with that for 33 minutes. What is doing the servant in this meantime? He's just looking at her and is really amazed of this girl, because we know Rebecca knows camels. Rebecca knows how thirsty they are and what work she promised to this man who she didn't know. And this is a sign of love, I think. Okay, now the servant thanks and give her wonderful presents. We already heard that it is a golden ring and two bracelets. And then he asks if there is whose daughter you are and what family are you from. And then if there is room in your father's house for my camels and my people, that he had also some servant with him to do all the tasks. And she said, I'm the daughter of Betuel. Betuel, who is the son of Nahor, and Nahor is the direct brother of Abraham. So the servant just met the girl who is right from this family. And also the girl he met the first time, this was the right one. Otherwise, he would have himself have to drink a lot if we had to do some tries. As you know, we human beings are not able to drink 200 liters. We are only able to drink 3 liters for full. So he didn't have to drink so much water himself. Okay, now the Rebecca went home, told all things her mother in the house, and Laban immediately came out of his house to the well just to greet him and say, of course, our house is prepared now for you and your 10 camels and your people. And the lovely thing is now that the servant comes with camel people and himself to the house, and the customs of this house is wonderful. They bring the camels into the stable and feed them water. They aren't necessary anymore, of course. They are full. And but the servant and his people get water to wash their feet. This is a wonderful custom, and you see how welcome they are, even they are not known, because of this wonderful present he gave to Rebecca. So they ask him what task he has to do here in this village, and he said, I don't eat until I have said what my mission is. And so he's again a loving servant for his master, and again somebody who is wise and is not, yeah, self-centered. So he said who he is, the servant of Abraham, who Abraham is now, blessed by the Lord, riches. He says that he has gold, silver, camels, goats, beef and so on, and cattle and all. And then they know, okay, this is a rich man. And then the servant tell them that he has this mission to get a wife from this family, and he is really earnest with this. And he says, he's inside free, and he says, if you are willing to give this Rebecca to me for as a wife for Isaac, then say yes. If not, say it to me, and I will go for the left or the right and look for other women. But this family is also very faithful to the Lord. So they said to this servant, no, this is from the Lord, we see this. And Rebecca listened also to this, and she had also experienced how nice this servant is. So she agreed immediately to this arranged marriage, and is also willing to come the next day with this little caravan and go to Isaac and Abraham, whom she doesn't know. But she knows a lot about this new husband, because this servant told a lot that he is a wealthy man, a nice man, and blessed by the Lord. So Rebecca decided to go with this man and to do this new life with this husband. And the people around her blessed her and say a wonderful blessing that she might be the mother of many, many people and folks, people and folks. So when now she returns, after that they all ate and have a nice time, and the next day they went with the camels and the people, and also with some people from Rebecca who are with her. This is also a nice idea, otherwise it would be hard to be with two men in a tent or in a small area. So she has also women around her. This is also important if she become pregnant and the birth is coming. So now she comes back to this location where Abraham lives, and we see in the last verses that Isaac is praying the whole time, and in the evening, like Adam and Eve, when the coolness of the day comes, he speaks to the Lord, and he's on the field when Rebecca turns with the camels and see her, and she put a veil around her because she was said, this is Isaac, your for a future husband. This is also a nice custom in Israel. And then he took her as a wife. And now I thought about, are they in love together? They didn't know each other, had no time, much time to learn each other to know. So, but there is a wonderful sentence in the Bible saying that Isaac loved her very much. So God gives a love in the heart for both people, Rebecca and Isaac, so it must be a wonderful marriage. Okay, God is good, and God loves his people. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful story in your book. Thank you that we learn how people react when they are on your ways, and that you always shows your love and take care of all your people. In Jesus' name, amen.